Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Ford Stokes.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show, activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. And I'm here with our esteemed executive producer, Sam Davis. Sam, say hello.
Good morning, activators. Hope you're having a good weekend. Spring is here. It's going to get hot soon, so get out and enjoy the weather.
That's right. A little spring has sprung. It's nice to get some recommendations from our meteorologist in training, Sam Davis.
That's right.
that's great. So we've got an action-packed show today. We're going to talk about a smart financial plan. We're going to revisit the two types of tax-free investing, but we're going to talk in depth about the one asset class you should consider replacing in your portfolio. Specifically, this is an asset class that is traditionally been the safe leg of the stool of a portfolio. And right now we're seeing the yield curves and everything going so poorly with this type of asset class. We need to do a much better job at what we're doing with that percentage of our portfolio. And we need to consider investing in more equities and also consider investing in different products that replace this asset class. I'm going to get into it after this market update. So let me give you our market update for the week.
Your Active Wealth market update.
U.S. hiring sharply missed expectations in April with just 266,000 new jobs added. Unemployment unexpectedly rose to 6.1%. As expected, U.S. hiring boom crashed into a wall in April, with employers adding a measly 266,000 new jobs, sharply missing Wall Street's expectations amid a growing shortage of available workers. The unemployment rate unexpectedly rose, like we said, to 6.1%, while it's still well below the April 2020 peak of 14.7%. That's what happened during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's twice the pre-crisis level, the Labor Department said in its monthly payroll report. Well, no surprise there because of the incredibly ludicrous policies that have been pushed down by President Joe Biden and his administration. Economists surveyed by Refinitiv expected the report to show that unemployment fell to 5.8% and the economy added 978,000 jobs. Obviously, they're way off. The figure marks a significant drop from the March's downwardly revised number of 770,000 and February's upwardly revised 536,000. And this past week, there were 498,000 new jobless claims. And, you know, it's still a hefty number, but it's still way below, you know, the 770,000 average jobless claims that we've seen over the last months during the pandemic. A recent Bank of America analyst noted that 4.6 million workers exited the labor force during the pandemic and only half are expected to rejoin by the end of the year. Companies have been quick to blame the sweetened unemployment benefits provided to workers during the pandemic. The $1.9 trillion stimulus package that President Biden signed into law in March boosted unemployment aid by $300 a week through September 6, 2021, and included a third $1,400 payment for millions of Americans. Americans who earned less than $32,000 before the crisis began would be better off in near term collecting those benefits rather than working, Bank of America said. That's remarkable. And this job market is unbelievable. And we're finding, I work with a lot of manufacturing executives with large Fortune 100 companies, and every one of them is telling me that they are finding it very difficult to hire. And also they're finding it extremely difficult to even come close to getting the same recruiting numbers for people to interview. One executive that I work with who lives and works in Kansas, and he works with a large tire manufacturer, he would get 80 people every 2 weeks to come in and do a mass interview session for workers to work that their large construction and farm tire plant. And they're getting less than 40 now. So it's just kind of remarkable. It is just something to consider. So now let's get back to what we're going to talk about today. So today we're going to talk about a smart financial plan. We're going to talk about, we're going to revisit the two types of tax-free investing. And we're also going to talk about the one asset class to avoid. So I'm going to go ahead and let you know what that one asset class is. You need to minimize, not necessarily completely avoid, but do really understand and inspect what you expect. And that's bonds. Right now, bonds, if you know, with slightly rising interest rates and inflation kind of starting to rear its ugly head a little bit, the value of bonds is a problem. And you know, you're still going to get paid out the bonds and the income that your bonds are stating, but there are strategies to re-look at how do you, or re-inspect, if you will, the bonds that you currently hold. I mean, one, you can just visit bondreplacement.com, check out bondreplacement.com, put your information in, and you'll get our immediate download of our 1,800-word report. And it's a quick read, but it's very thorough and comprehensive. But the other way is just to visit activewealth.com and book an appointment by clicking the button in the upper right corner. Because that's a really important thing to do, because you want to go ahead and look at all the bonds you currently hold by getting a portfolio analysis from us absolutely for free at no cost to you. You'll get a Morningstar report that shows you the duration of your bonds, also the yield on your bonds and the risk level you're taking with your bonds, and also the investment grade level of your bonds. And if you don't know what those are right now in your portfolio, and you've got 40% of your portfolio in bonds, I would encourage you to inspect what you expect and visit activewealth.com. Click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and we're happy to work with you. You'll get booked directly in my calendar. You won't work with any downline advisors. You'll work directly with me, the host of the Active Wealth Show, and we're happy to help you figure out the risk you're taking, the fees you're paying, the hidden fees you're paying with any expense ratio, but also the performance of your bonds. And one of the big aspects of replacing bonds is investing in fixed index annuities. And I would encourage you to consider to do that, because fixed index annuities will pay you an income just like bonds will. And there's no advisory fees. So you can eliminate the advisory fees and save money immediately and still generate income and still get market-like gains without market risk. So that's a pretty remarkable thing. We're going to switch things up. We're going to play chapter 15 from my book, Annuity 360, that talks about bond replacement. We're going to play that at the beginning of segment two, and you're going to understand the actual numbers and metrics, and I'll recap that for you. Also, we mentioned the two types of tax-free investment. Let me just tell you, point blank, they are Roth IRAs and life insurance. Roth IRAs can help you build that nest egg, help you grow that nest egg tax-free, where there's no continued taxes on the principal and there's no additional taxes on the gains. And you really need to get started on a Roth conversion or at least a Roth contribution strategy right away. And we can help you do that. All you have to do is visit activewealth.com, click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. We're happy to help you. Again, that's activewealth.com, exactly how it sounds. And then also, I'm going to walk you through in segment three, I'm going to walk you through how some of my clients are generating tax-free income that is at or above the amount of benefit that one of the two spouses in the family are receiving in Social Security benefits, and they're getting those benefits absolutely tax-free, and how they are able to generate their own income that they can never outlive that is 100% tax-free. And that's through Index Universal Life Insurance policies. And we're going to walk you through some scenarios on that. And we're going to, again, really dive into a smart financial plan that includes smart, safe investments with fixed index annuities or Index Universal Life policies, and then also smart risk, which is a tactically managed portfolio that is minimizing the bonds out there, but also not, it's also rebalancing and reallocating on a monthly basis. We're so glad you're with us here on the Active Wealth Show. If you've got questions on who an activator is, because I've talked about it a couple times in this segment, an activator is somebody who wants a tax efficient, fee efficient, and market efficient portfolio, and they're listening to this show. So we look forward to talking with you about a smart financial plan, the two types of tax-free investments, and how to minimize the bonds in your portfolio right now as that asset class is underperforming. Right here on the Active Wealth Show, we'll be right back with our full bond replacement explanation in segment two, right after the break. We'll be right back.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to protect the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
And welcome back to the Active Wealth Show, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. And let's just jump real quick into our Beating the Bank CD segment.
Need a higher rate of return from your safe money? Listen up. It's time to beat the bank CD rates.
So right now, your traditional large bricks and mortar banks like Bank of America and Truist and Wells Fargo and others, they're offering between 0.03 and 0.05% on a one-year bank CD, which is crazy low and does not even come close to keeping pace with inflation. But we offer an alternative. You can do a fixed index annuity and make 5-7% a year. And based on the contract and how it provided that you can get market-like gains with the index that is the fixed index annuity is linked to. Obviously, there are no guarantees on the 5-7%, but that's what has been performing. I give you an idea. A lot of my clients are invested in the Barclays Atlas 14, which gave them a 10% bonus. And the Barclays Atlas 5 index did 7.51% last year. And they made 95% of that growth, which is remarkable. So they made over 7% in addition. So many of them, if they invested in the Teton Bonus 14, with the Barclays Atlas 5 index with 100% allocation to that index, they received over 17% last year during the COVID-19 pandemic without any market risk. If you are interested in getting that kind of return and beating the heck out of anything you could get with bank CD money, I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And that's a fixed index annuity. If you want a multi-year guaranteed annuity option with a shorter surrender period, the Teton Bonus 14 is a 14-year surrender period, or a 7 or a 10-year. They have different versions of that with a fixed index annuity. Most fixed index annuities are 7-14-year products. The guarantees with annuities are based on the claims paying ability of the annuity company. We work with highly rated carriers that are extremely solvent and have the money on hand to pay your money back. We also work with Nationwide that has $7 for every dollar insured. They're a mutual insurance company. What else is interesting about Nationwide and their Peak 10 product, I thought was really cool. their board members, they have to have a majority of their board members must be active farmers, because that's how they got their start in insuring farmers in Ohio. And so it's really great to also align your brand, like here at Active Wealth Management, with a company like Nationwide. So we're proud to work with Nationwide, and the product we like to work with the most is Nationwide Peak 10. And they do, it's some pretty incredible stuff where it offers, with an income rider, it'll offer like a guaranteed simple interest on your money every single year, which is pretty remarkable. And then they've got indexes like the Alliance Bernstein Index, Growth Index, or the JP Morgan Cycle Index that are earning 7 to 9+ percent. And some, it basically goes from 5 to 9+ percent has been the historical performance of those indices. So we're here to help. Let me just give you some MYGA options. So the MYGA options are 2 years. So let's say you're investing in a 2-year bank CD and you're getting 0.6% from Ally Bank. That's 0.6 of 1%, which is not very good. With a MYGA with us, you can get 2.15% on a 2-year. You can get 2.4% with AmeriCo and American Equity at 2.4% on a 3-year. And then on a 5-year, we've got a 5-year with AmeriCo that's paying 3.05%. And those are way better. You're talking 4 to 6 times the amount of a bank CD. If you've got bank CDs that are coming due, I would encourage you to consider doing something different and don't invest that money in bonds. I would invest that money in a safe financial product like a fixed index annuity or a multi-year guaranteed annuity that can get you a rate of return. And we can help you with that. All you have to do is visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. Well, we're talking about replacing bonds and how bonds are underperforming now, and they've lost some value in the yield curve because, you know, the interest rates are rising and the bonds that a lot of us held over the last several years are paying less than what the new bonds are offering. And so therefore our bonds are then, the bonds that we held previously are less attractive than new bonds that are paying a higher interest rate. And so I would encourage you to consider a bond replacement. And we've got just that. We've got our bond replacement chapter, replacing the bonds in your portfolio with fixed index annuities, from my new book, Annuity 360. And you can get a free copy of my book, Annuity 360, just by visiting annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net. Thanks, and go ahead and play chapter 15 on bond replacement, replacing your bonds with fixed index annuities. Thanks, Sam.
Chapter 15, bond replacement with fixed indexed annuities. Big idea. Historically, bonds have seen volatility when the market is volatile. Fixed index annuities are not subject to the same volatility, which makes them a much safer investment. You might have heard a financial advisor talk about replacing your bonds with annuities to protect your wealth and grow your retirement funds. At my firm, Active Wealth Management, we believe this is a smart way to protect your future. Many people have learned that bonds are a safe way to invest your money, but there are some downsides to bonds that should make you think twice. We'll talk about some reasons why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. First, here's some information on the history of bonds in the United States. Historical bond volatility. The 1900s saw two secular bear and bull markets in U.S. fixed income. Inflation peaked at the end of World War I and World War II due to increased government spending. The first bull market started after World War I and lasted through World War II. The U.S. government kept bond yields artificially low until 1951. The long-term bond yields were at 1.9% in 1951. They climbed to nearly 15% in 1981. In the 1970s, globalization had a huge impact on bond markets. New asset classes such as inflation-protected securities, asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities, high-yield securities, and catastrophe bonds were created. Early investors in these new asset classes were compensated for taking on the challenge. The bond market was coming off its greatest bull market coming into the 21st century. Long-term bond yields declined from a high of 15% to 7% by the end of the century. The bull market in bonds showed continued strength in the early 21st century, but there is no guarantee with our current market volatility that this will hold. See chart 15.1 to see the incredible difference of investing in a fixed index annuity versus investing in bonds. Why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. The first question you should ask yourself is this. Why would you take market risk with your bonds when your bonds can lose their value? If you just look at the history alone, you can see how uncertain the future of bonds is. Inflation and fluctuating interest rates play a big role in bond yields. Interest rate risk of bonds. Bonds and interest rates have an inverse relationship. When interest rates fall, bond prices rise. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, investors have moved their money to bonds because they believe it is a safer investment option. However, this has caused bond yields to fall to all-time lows. As of May 24, 2020, the 10-year Treasury note was yielding 0.64% and the 30-year Treasury bond was at 1.27%. Reinvestment risk of bonds. This is the likelihood that an investment's cash flows will earn less in a new security. For example, an investor buys a 10-year $100,000 Treasury note with an interest rate of 6%. They expect it to earn $6,000 a year. At the end of the term, interest rates are 4%. If the investor buys another 10-year note, they will earn $4,000 instead of $6,000 annually. Consider the possibility that interest rates change over time when deciding to invest in bonds. Systematic market risk. This refers to the risk that is inherent to the market as a whole. It will affect the overall market, not just a particular stock or industry. This can be unpredictable and it is impossible to avoid. Diversification cannot fix this issue, but the correct asset allocation strategy can make a big difference. Unsystematic market risk. This type of risk is unique to a specific company or industry. Similar to systematic market risk, it is impossible to know when unsystematic risk will occur. For example, if someone is investing in healthcare stocks, they may be aware of some major changes coming to the industry. However, there is no way they can know how those changes will affect the market. There are two factors that contribute to company-specific risk. Business risk. There are two types of risk, internal and external. Internal refers to operational efficiency. An external would be similar to the FDA banning a specific drug that the company sells. Financial risk. This relates to the capital structure of a company. A weak capital structure can lead to inconsistent earnings and cash flow that can prevent a company from trading. Reduced advisory fees. Investors who trade individual stocks may know how much commission they are paying their broker, but individuals who buy bonds often have no idea what type of commission they are paying. Bond dealers collect commission on bonds they sell, called markups, but they bundle them into the price that is quoted to the investors. This means you are unaware of how much commission you are actually paying. Standard & Poor's estimates of bond markups is 0.85% of the value for corporate bonds and 1.21% for municipal bonds. However, markups can be as high as 5%, up to $50 per bond. Bonds have finite durations. Bonds only provide income for a finite amount of time, unlike an annuity, which provides income for life. You must reinvest your money if you want to continue generating interest with bonds. However, reinvesting with a bond can sometimes come at a loss, as we discussed above. Annuities will provide you with an income you can never outlive.
So it's a pretty detailed, in-depth chapter on replacing bonds and also avoiding things like unsystematic and systematic market risk with bonds and also reinvestment risk and interest rate risk. Well, literally none of those risk categories exist within a fixed index annuity. And we're going to talk when we come back from the break metrically about what that means on a fixed index annuity by replacing your bonds with a fixed index annuity and what that means during your 30 to 35 plus year retirement. We're so glad you're with us. You're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM920 The Answer. And we'll be right back with real metric solutions on replacing your bonds with fixed index annuities. And welcome back, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. And we're talking about replacing the bonds in your portfolio. Many of you have 60-40 portfolios. You've got 60% are in stocks and 40% are in bonds because that's modern portfolio theory that was born in 1952, where Harry Markowitz got credit for creating modern portfolio theory, but you're also paying 1.5%, more than likely, or 1 to 1.5%. Our fees are lower than that, but for most advisors, are charging 1.5% on the portfolios they manage. And let's say you've got $1 million portfolio, so you have 400 grand sitting there in bonds. It's supposed to give you income. Let me ask you, why are you paying 1.5% or $6,000 a year just on the bond portion of your portfolio when they're not rebalancing and the bonds are just sitting there just giving you income, or you could do work with a fixed index annuity that does the exact same thing but gives you likely a higher rate of return? Let me just compare some. So the Moody's BAA bond index performed at 3.32% in 2020. Whereas the performance of the Barclays Atlas 5 index was 7.51%. I mean, 7.51% is higher than 3.32%. And for many of my clients, you've got a 95% participation rate in the Barclays Atlas 5. They generated 7.125% growth on their money in addition to the 10% bonus they received when they invested money initially into that annuity. That's remarkable. And that annuity is offered by SILAC Insurance Company, and it's called the Teton Bonus 14. And the index that it's tied to is the Barclays Atlas 5. And if you got 17.125% without taking risk in the market in 1 year, and then the next year, if you're averaging close to 7+% as the Barclays Atlas 5 has performed, that index has performed in that 7+% range a year. Obviously, there are no guarantees, but it does rebalance every day, and it's called the Barclays Atlas 5 index because it actually covers 5 different continents. Why are you taking risk in the market with your bonds? I don't think you should. I think you should replace that and get more than 2x rate of return. That's those are the performance numbers between in 2020 from the Moody's BAA bond index and the Barclays Atlas 5 index. It's just raw numbers. It's there in black and white. And let me just give you the example. If you were to invest in a fixed index annuity over a 35-year retirement that has the performance that the Barclays Atlas 5 index has done, and you're avoiding the 3.32%, but you're getting a 7.12% rate of return, you're going to get $2.854 million more over your 35-year retirement, and you're going to save over $210,000 in financial advisory fees that you're paying. There's no reason for you to pay advisory fees on the bonds you hold. You should just do a bond replacement and do something remarkable, do something bold, and change the game and change what you're doing with your portfolio. And if you're invested in a 60-40 portfolio with Vanguard, you're doing things on your own, great. And that's probably more fee efficient. That's good. But you're seeing that the bonds are losing more value than the securities are. And so what happens when the safe leg of the stool of our portfolio that's been around 69 years with that modern portfolio theory strategy, what happens when bonds are not performing like they're supposed to and they're not the safe leg of the stool and they're losing value and et cetera? Well, that's exactly what's happening. And we need to do something about it. You need to take action. You cannot just sit by and hope that it's going to correct itself. This is not a buy and hold strategy thing. Bonds are performing poorly, and we need to do a better job with it. And let's also eliminate the advisory fee. Let's be more fee efficient with it. And also with fixed index annuities, you can generate your own personal pension. You may not know this. Many of you may still be getting or about to get a pension. I work with several manufacturing executives, as I said in segment one, and almost all of them still have a pension looming, which is great. But did you know you can get a bonus, a 10% bonus on your pension, if you take a lump sum pension, and you can invest in a fixed index annuity, get you market-like gains? The concern we have is that a lot of pensions only are SPIAs, they're single premium immediate annuities, and they're really good at doing one thing, and that is paying your money back. They're not really great at growing your money. So, Sam, go ahead and play our Chapter 9 on how you can generate your own personal pension with a fixed index annuity.
Chapter 9, you can create your own personal pension. Big idea. Using an annuity to create a personal pension helps you create a lifetime income stream, but it also helps you leave a legacy for your beneficiaries. All annuities can create annuity income to supplement the income you need before or during retirement. Those who are approaching retirement are afraid that they will run out of money, but an annuity can help make sure you have income you can never outlive. An annuity can be a great investment for your portfolio, but I encourage you to be careful that you don't overpay for your annuity. When you put your money into an annuity, the annuity company will pay you your money back at a date you specify. You don't want an annuity company to charge you too much to simply pay your money back to you. I'm confident that leaving a remarkable family legacy is important to you. You likely want to have money left over when you pass away to leave for your beneficiaries. The goal of a personal pension is to generate lifetime income with no risk that grows your money and allows penalty-free withdrawals. An annuity can create a lifetime income with market-like gains and no market risk, while also allowing you to build enough wealth to leave for your beneficiaries when you pass away. Don't give the annuity company fees for doing nothing. We prefer fixed index annuities for our clients that do not have an income rider fee. But you can still create a personal pension without an income rider on your annuity. If you get an annuity with an income rider but don't utilize the features of that income rider, then you are not getting what you paid for. You are literally just paying the annuity company 1% to 2% each year you defer annuitizing your annuity without receiving a single benefit for that annual fee. This income rider fee will also draw down your account value or principal. Depending on how that index is performing, the growth on your entire account value could be significantly and negatively impacted. Some accumulation-focused annuities are built to deliver increasing payments without an income rider. You should consider the features your income rider is providing you before deciding to purchase it as an add-on. Make sure you utilize the features you are paying for. More ways to get the most out of your annuity. The longer you wait to turn on the annuity, the more you'll receive in annual payments. This is because your annuity will spend a longer time in the accumulation phase, meaning it will spend more time building up your account value. Your annual payments will grow as your account value grows. Believe it or not, you can generate your own personal pension by distributing no more than 5% a year with penalty-free withdrawals from your accumulation-based annuity policy. Many accumulation annuities are set up to be RMD friendly, so you won't suffer a penalty when you have to take your RMD. It would be silly for you to be penalized for something you are required to do. Annuity companies take this into account by creating products that make taking your RMDs easier. Inspect what you expect with any annuity. Don't just go with what the annuity agent or advisor tells you. Read it for yourself. Specifically, you should read the annuity illustration guaranteed and non-guaranteed tables included within the annuity illustration. Also, please remember that an annuity policy is a contract between you and the annuity company. So, caveat emptor or buyer beware applies here. Be aware of the annuity you are buying and choose an annuity that works best for you. That will help you build a successful retirement and they'll offer you peace of mind. Whether you choose to generate income through penalty-free withdrawals or invest annually in an income rider, know the consequences of both. This is a decision you will make at the beginning of the investment process. One poor decision here can cost you 1% to 1.5% of annual growth. Over a 30-year retirement, this could come out to be a significant loss. Educate yourself on your options and the specifics of each option you are considering. Making the right decision up front will save you a lot of frustration in the long run. Also, please remember that if you withdraw too much annually, say 10%, you will run out of money in 10 to 12 years. Make sure that you're working with an advisor who can help you choose the appropriate withdrawal amount so that your money lasts for your entire lifetime. As discussed above, we recommend no more than 5% be withdrawn each year from your account.
And so you really can generate your own personal pension with a fixed index annuity on your own. I mean, most people don't know that. You really can. Also, you know, with retirement, it's more about income than it is about getting that one big number. We all saw those commercials where, you know, they had the one big number. income is really important to you during retirement. You need income during retirement to do things like go on trips, take a cruise, help grandkids with college, or help them buy their books, or buy Christmas presents, you know, in November and December. The income is extremely important, and you need to have a plan for generating income. It can't just be drawing money from your IRA where the IRS is your partner in retirement and you're getting taxed on all those withdrawals. And let me ask you, do you think taxes are going to go up in the future? Now, with a fixed index annuity, your money does grow tax deferred, and the tax treatment's the same. When you take withdrawals, you take income from a fixed index annuity that's not a Roth IRA, you are going to be taxed on that money as well. But you also want to continue to grow your money tax deferred just as you do with an IRA. We've got to do better, though, and we must consider generating an income and maximizing the income we have during retirement. And you can do that with a fixed index annuity and even get a bonus on it. When we come back from in segment four, we're going to talk about the type of annuity that is best for you, that is absolutely the best mix, and it's the most fee efficient and can also help generate an income you can never outlive. You're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. Can't wait to share this one. And welcome back, Activators, the Active Wealth Show. And in this last segment, we're going to talk about the type of fixed index annuity is just right. And in my opinion, it's the accumulation-based annuity because there's no income rider fee. Again, our goal here on the Active Wealth Show is to help you invest fee efficiently first, market efficiently. And if you invest in a fixed index annuity, you've got zero market risk. It's just based on the claims paying ability of the annuity company. And your money is not invested in the market. It's invested in 10-year treasuries. And the interest is generated at the end of year one and the end of year two, end of year three, et cetera. They take that interest and they invest that interest into options in the indexes like the Barclays Atlas 5, the Credit Suisse Momentum, or the AllianceBernstein Growth Index, or the JP Morgan Cycle Index. And there's all kinds of different indices and even the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100. But we like working with products and companies that will give us 92 to 95% participation in how those indexes perform and how those options perform. Also, I'll tell you a secret. Insurance companies and annuity companies, they buy a whole lot more options than you and I do, and they get buying power and they can buy options more effectively and efficiently when they buy $100 to $300 million blocks of options and things like the Barclays Atlas 5. So we think that is a remarkable thing to take advantage of. And what we're going to do now is we're going to play chapter 13 of my book, Annuity 360. Again, you can get my free book by visiting annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net. You check it out. I think you'll really like it. And we're happy to help you with that free book. And also, we want to help you with a free financial plan that gives you a portfolio analysis and a financial plan to your 95th birthday. And all you have to do is visit activewealth.com. That's activewealth.com. And click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner of the website. But first, go ahead and play chapter 13, which is the type of fixed index annuity that is just right for successful retirement.
Chapter 13. The annuity that is just right, the fixed indexed annuity. Big idea. A fixed indexed annuity gives you a portion of market-like gains without market risk. Your investment is tied to an index, but not directly invested in it. How does it work? An FIA gives the owners or annuitants the chance to earn higher yields than fixed annuities when the index they are tied to performs well. They typically will also provide some protection against market declines. The rate on an FIA is calculated based on the year-over-year gain in the index or the average monthly gain over a 12-month period. FIAs often have limits on the potential gain at a certain percentage. This is known as the participation rate. The participation rate can be 100%, which means the account would be credited with all the gains, or it could be as low as 25%. Most FIAs have a participation rate between 80 and 90%. Benefits. Guaranteed income stream. With Americans living longer and spending more time in retirement, many retirees are concerned about outliving their savings. In turn, they are searching for a product that can help ensure a steady income stream. FIAs are designed with guaranteed lifetime income, so you can never outlive your earnings. Diversification of portfolio. A balanced portfolio is essential for managing risk and reward in the financial markets. Designed for the long term, FIAs are a great retirement vehicle to ensure you are not putting all your eggs in one basket. FIAs offer the ability to make some money without the risk of losing it. Secure principal. Even with market volatility, investors will not lose value on their fixed indexed annuities. Your savings aren't exposed to market fluctuations, so even in a negative market return, you will not fall below zero. You can never lose your interest once it is credited to your principal. Tax-deferred growth. FIAs offer long-term tax-deferred savings. As long as your money stays in the annuity, you will not be taxed on the interest earnings. Once you receive a payout, the annuity will be taxed just like ordinary income. Predictable earnings. Because FIAs offer predictable income, Americans feel more comfortable when withdrawing funds from these retirement vehicles, as opposed to an IRA or 401k. Choosing an FIA is an efficient way to plan for your future, as your interest earnings rate always remains somewhere between the interest rate floor and the cap. No matter what happens to the market, you can still count on payments throughout your golden years. Potential drawbacks of fixed indexed annuities. Surrender charges. A surrender charge is a type of sales charge you must pay if you sell or withdraw money from a fixed indexed and even a variable annuity during the surrender period, a set period of time that typically lasts 6 to 8 years after you purchase the annuity. Surrender charges will reduce the value and the return of your investment. Withdrawal limits. Almost all fixed index annuities place surrender-free withdrawal limits within the annuity contract that generally range from 5 to 10% of the principal. While all annuities must be RMD-friendly and provide for a penalty-free withdrawal from a qualified annuity account equal to the RMD requirement for the client's age, carriers limit the amount of withdrawal to enable them to grow the money invested for themselves and the client. Not suitable for short-term investing. If you want to grow your money, but you also need access to 100% of your money, then a fixed indexed annuity may not be right for you.
Okay, you know, with an accumulation-based fixed index annuity, you're, one, eliminating any income rider fees that so many annuity salesmen love to pitch, the income rider. But why do that when you can generate your own withdrawal rate and also have a bunch of money left over for your heirs and for yourself that you can also roll into another fixed index annuity product, get another bonus, things like that? So if you're curious about how to get an illustration and see exactly what an accumulation-based fixed index annuity can do for you, then I would go ahead and encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. You can also visit activewealth.com. You can click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. Now, for the last few minutes, we're gonna do the final countdown too, but I want to quickly talk about investing in a smart financial plan. So there's three types, main types of investments. Not in the market, which is investing in a fixed index annuity that can give you growth with safety, market upside, limited to no downside. Your principals and gains are protected. They're low cost. Most of the ones we do have carry a 0% annual fee. That's 0 to 1%. The ones that we work with, they take 5% of the growth of the options, and they give you 95% of the gains, and your money's not at risk in the market, which is pretty remarkable. The time horizon on these products is 7 to 14 years, and you could potentially earn 5 to 7+% per year. And there's options for a guaranteed income if you'd like. I want to be clear about something. Owners of not-in-the-market financial products like fixed index annuities, like the SILAC Teton Bonus 14 that we like so much, and the Nationwide Peak 10, both of those, I mean, anybody who was invested in fixed index annuities lost $0 during 2008 and 2009. From March 2008 to March 2009, the S&P 500 lost 50.1% of its value, and those folks lost zero. Now, number two is in the market passive. That's kind of like your 401k, where you get 100% of your market gains, but also you capture 100% of the market losses. It's usually about a 1% annual fee. And then the time horizon's 10 to 30 years, you know, like your typical 401k when you're working. And in 2008, those folks lost, they were in 401ks, they lost 38%. And in 2009, they came back 26%, but they were coming back off of a lower principal. That's called sequence of return risk. And they would have lost, on average, including fees, $237,500 in the market from March 08 to March 09. Or actually, from January 2008 all the way through December of 2009. That's the measurement timeline there. And then number three is which type of investing, you know, that we like the best is also in the market tactical, where you get 70, the goal is to get 70% of the market gains, and the goal is also to only capture 40% of the market losses. And our advisory fee is right around that 1% range as well. Time horizon is 6 to 8 years. You don't want to invest in 6 to 8 weeks in a tactically managed portfolio. And you would only captured 16% loss in 2008, but you would have captured 18.2% coming back in 2009, and you would have only lost 37,000 instead of losing 237,000. So most people like option one and three, and they kind of do a balance and a 50-50 plan between those. And so that is just something to consider. So we like a smart financial plan, which is a fair balance between smart risk, which is tactical asset allocation, and smart safe, which is investing in something like a fixed index annuity to replace your bonds. All right, and so the final countdown.
It's the final countdown.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
We've talked about smart financial plans. We've talked about bond replacement. We've talked about the metrics on bond replacement. We played three chapters from my book, Annuity 360. You can get a copy of my free book at annuity360.net. And next week, I promise we're going to talk in detail how to generate tax-free income through Index Universal Life. We ran out of time today, but we'll talk in depth about generating tax-free income on next week's show. I hope everybody has a great week. And again, reminder to go visit annuity360.net if you want to get a free copy of my book, Annuity 360. And also, you can visit activewealth.com to book an appointment with me. All the best and have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.